John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus was speaking this to those who did not believe his works. They did not believe that he was the Son of God. They asked him for miracles to prove that he was the Christ. They said, if you be the Christ, tell us plainly if you're the one that we're supposed to believe in. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Notice how a child of God is identified here by Jesus Christ. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Every little child of God that's been born again not only has the ability, but Jesus says, clearly does hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice. The Lord speaks to his people. He reveals himself to his people. And he says, and I know them. It occurred to me in thinking about this verse that it could say, he could have said, my sheep hear my voice and I hear them. But he doesn't say that. He says, and I know them. You can turn to Psalm 139. And it talks about the intimate knowledge that God has of his people. You know, he knows you. He knows me better than we know ourselves. And David in Psalm 139 praises and blesses God. He finds that a cause for worship, the knowledge that God has of his people. He says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. We hear his voice, and he knows us. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. It occurs to me also that the way in which we get to know the Lord Jesus in this life is by hearing his word. He knows us intimately. He knows our every thought. He knows our fears, our concerns. He knows our past. He knows our future. He knows us. But the way that we know him is by listening to his voice. My sheep hear my voice. By hearing his word. And by grace, believing his word and obeying his word. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So every little child of God that hears his voice, he says they follow him. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And he says, I and my Father are one. If you hear his voice this morning, and follow him, do what he's called you to do, and love him and trust him who knows you so well, and who loved you enough to give his life to pay for your sins. God bless you.